Welcome everyone to another Jesus Freak. It's me, your host, Kristen Aline, and I am here today for us to have another interesting discussion about what's your superpower. I really like that topic because, you know, when we watch the movies, a lot of the times we see all these amazing characters who have these regular schmegular jobs each day. And then when something happens that they're really passionate about, such as some injustice that might be happening in the world, they put on their capes and they activate their superpower in order to correct that situation. What if I told you, honestly, it's no different being a Christian. So we are expected to go out and provide for our families or provide for ourselves or have our passion projects or do whatever it is that we need to do in order to live a relatively good life or a great life, whatever you'd like to call it. But more importantly, there needs to be a supernatural side to us where we have superpowers because we serve a supernatural, super powerful God. And therefore, how can we say that we are connected to the super powerful vine, but we are powerless? We are telling a lie. And therefore, we aren't representing him well if we have no superpower. So, on Jesus Freak Podcast, we're going to talk about what's your superpower. Because God tells us that each of us have very different gifts. And though some of us, we have a bit of a challenge identifying what exactly that is in order to use in his kingdom, we all have some basic superpower that a lot of us are underutilizing. So I hope that at the end of today's podcast, you are a lot more able to identify how to use the superpowers you already have as a Christian and how to use those superpowers to push and advance the agenda of Jesus Christ's kingdom here on earth. Okay, so as you know, we always invite the Holy Spirit into today's proceedings. So we say, Holy Spirit, we thank you for this channel and this opportunity to spread the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I decree and declare, oh God, that I will not be doing this in my flesh, but that your Holy Spirit will take full control and allow your message, oh God, to reach to the very ends of the earth, and that your message will not be void and it will cause transformation and the revival that we need in these last days. We give you thanks and praise for the opportunity to do this, for it is an honor to worship and serve you in no other name but in the mighty, 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 powerful name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Okay, let's give a next drum roll, everyone, because we're getting into the meat of it all. So, in case you're wondering, what's the superpower? Your superpower is prayer. Now, don't click off. I'm sorry if that felt anticlimactic. It's not anticlimactic. It is the climax. Intercessory prayer is something that God commands us to do. You could take a look at Luke 11 verses 1 to 13, and Jesus took time to teach his disciples how to pray. Some of us, we know it as the Lord's Prayer, and it's a wonderful template for us to follow. But before we even get into how to pray, I want us just to focus today on the supernatural or the powerful part of prayer, or how we could even turn up a notch or turn up the ante of our prayers so that it becomes more powerful and that we finally walk through this earth as powerful individuals and not like looking the same, smelling the same, operating the same, talking the same as persons who have never accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. There must be something different about us, and our supernatural power or our superpower is one of them. Let me tell you something about prayer. The life that I have today is as a result of prayer. the prayers that my grandparents prayed, the prayers that my mother prayed, the prayers that persons who I have never met prayed. And I'm walking in the manifestations of them today. And you can be no different. But you have to execute that power. So firstly, just as we did in today's podcast, if you are talking about power, you can't do it without the Holy Spirit. In every single prayer, you invite that Holy Spirit to come in and take control and activate His power. Because you see, in our own flesh, we have no power. In order for us to have supernatural powers, we have to tap into the supernatural power of His Holy Spirit. God told us that He left the Holy Spirit here to comfort us. And we can use Him as a guide, as a conduit to execute, to heal the sick. You understand? To cause reformation and revival and changes using the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Are you using it? Come on, guys. Tell me in the podcast. Like, do you think your life on a day-to-day basis, you exude superpowers? Or do you wake up every morning and say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place? And if we're not doing it, why? And you know, if we aren't being taught these things in our churches, then how are we supposed to have any power if we're not calling or if we're not plugging into the power source? That's something for us to think about. So tell me, guys, tell me, is this a teaching that's promoted in your church? Because it's all biblical. And if not, what are some of the things that maybe you can do to push that agenda? I'm doing the podcast. What about you? How can you take this message a bit further? So God asks us to be persistent in prayer. Because one of the things Pilsen say is, why should I be praying all the time and God already knows whatever I need before I ask? Yes, He does. But we know that Jesus Christ walked on this earth not only to die for our sins, but that He has left a blueprint for how we shall walk through this life. Because He went through all our challenges. He went through death. He went through betrayals. Oh, the list could go on. Temptations, etc., etc., etc. But He walked in the power of God. He walked with a supernatural power where He was able to heal the sick, where He was able to loose demons from those who were possessed, where He was able to change, you know, cause reformations and transformations of those who were oppressed, change persons who illegally abuse their powers to hold down persons. And God used His mighty power for justice. And we have to use His life as a pattern as to how we should live ours. We see where God was going to do His ultimate mission of dying on that cross for my sin and for your sin. And we see that He prayed to the very end. And he was very burdened about it. He asked God 3 times. Lord, if it is your will, don't take it away from me. But He really did ask for another way, but that was the only way to die on that cross. He was the ultimate sacrifice. So the bottom line of all of it is, if God was praying to the very end, if we see numerous examples of where God would isolate Himself from His disciples and consistently pray to His Father, why aren't we doing that? It is a clear indication that prayer is an amazing conduit through which we communicate with God. And it is not a one-way channel, it is a two-way channel if we know how to tap into it. And we'll do that in another part of the podcast. So, one, ensure that you invite the Holy Spirit presence in. Two, we are asked to pray consistently in prayer. Okay? Now, intercession allows us to access new realms of power. When I started to pray religiously, and that's probably the wrong word, because whenever persons hear religiously, they think structure and looking good, but without the intimacy of the Holy Spirit. But what I really mean, when I said to myself, okay, I'm going to get up midnight and I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to lead me how to pray, I want to tell you personally some of the things that happen. I received new spiritual gifts. So, for example, when I was younger, I always felt as if I knew things before they would happen. But I know enough now not to call myself a prophetess. However, there are opportunities where God releases things into my spirit to release two persons that he wants released at that time. Okay? And that happens. And I walk with that whenever he wants me to. But I do not call myself a prophetess, because I think there are so many different levels to that that I have not even tapped into. And I believe when he is ready, he would allow me to access that office. But with that being said, I was able to fight a lot of my spiritual battles, my earthly battles. I was able to win them spiritually, and eventually they manifested themselves in a natural realm. So, for example, there were many things that were happening in my life that, you know, everything was going wrong, and life happens. But sometimes every single area of your life goes wrong, and no therapist can help you, no money can help you, and the only person that can help you is God. And I have learned that through consistent intercession, I come to God and I would say, for example, I would say, Lord, I bind, and I will bind those lists of things that I do not want manifesting unless it is the will of God. And I would say, in the name of Jesus, I loose and I speak forth what it is that I wanted to be loosed into my atmosphere. And I would believe in that prayer, and I would do that prayer consistently until something happened. I have never seen it fail. I have prayed that prayer over my mind, where sometimes things so bad have happened and I think I'm losing it. And I would bring forth the scriptures that God has in his word about what prayer can do, and about what he says about my spiritual mindset and what he can do for that. And I'm telling you, I've seen sometimes immediate results, but we have to access it. Okay. Another thing is that intercession allowed me to become closer and more intimate with God. Anytime I'm not praying as much as I'm supposed to, I start to feel as if I'm becoming more distant from God. So then I have to make a sacrifice to get back into that realm of prayer. Your prayer life allows you to access new levels of territory. The Jabez prayer that most of us know, where he basically asked God to enlarge his territory. I am living a life of enlarging territory because I prayed for it. I would have never accessed these realms. I'm telling you, never would I have walked in these waters unless I prayed about it. Unless I prayed about it. That's where my power came from. And the more I started to pray, God started to show me, the Holy Spirit actually started to reveal to me different areas he'd like me to focus on in prayer. And can I tell you, the deeper I get in prayer, the less I pray for myself. Even though sometimes I want to, the Holy Spirit is like, that is not your agenda today. And I have to follow it regardless of what I feel. So many times God would have me pray about governmental institutions. I am not a political person. I do not know. I don't understand governmental structures. None of these things. And maybe, you know, I should have a better understanding since God consistently speaks to me on these things. But the less I know in my flesh, I believe the more the Spirit can take full control. I pray about, the Holy Spirit leads me to pray about deals, trade deals that I have no idea that is happening. And then when I'm finishing prayer, I go and I Google it and I was like, oh, so they're having a bit of an issue here. Or sometimes it's nothing that is online, but most likely it's happening spiritually. I just go with the flow. So sometimes when God sees that you are persistent in your prayer life, he gives you new realms of prayer to intercede in. And when you are doing this, he takes you deeper and deeper. There are so many levels. We will die and not even tap in to the various levels that God has orchestrated for us. Yeah, it is so deep, this whole spiritual world, but it's only through prayer we can get there. Okay, so prayer can also change the mindset of others. There are persons' souls that we are called to pray for. Many of us, we think witnessing means going up to persons' doors and knocking and saying, do you know who is Jesus Christ? Persons have a wall up already. We're a joke in movies. Let's talk about it. We're a joke. Oh, you're a door thumper, or whatever it is they say now. But the point of the matter is to really be effective. We have to do the work spiritually first in order for it to manifest in the earthly realm. So we come to God in prayer and we say, Holy Spirit, you do your supernatural thing. And then he would lead us, and we are going to see that we are more effective if we invite that Holy Spirit in prayer. Financial worries. I personally could attest to making so many mistakes with my finances. I've never really been taught how to use finances well, but I can tell you that even though I continue to, and I'm hoping to get better with it, I've made several mistakes. I can see where my prayer life about my financial management, I sometimes have promptings and unctions of the Holy Spirit. No, don't do that. Yes, you can do that. If you do that in faith, I am rewarding you. I have seen some of these biblical principles about tithing, and when I hold back my tithes, I sometimes see a bit of a drought. I've seen where I've sown and I've manifested, and I've seen where God have released things into my life simply because of the financial management strategies I've learned from his biblical principles and simply by prayer. Okay? Now, this is a big one. As a healthcare professional, there are many diseases that we acquire because of our lifestyle choices. And there are some that we have no idea where they came from. Is it stress? Is it spiritually related? We don't know. But God knows. He created your body. And if you have the opportunity to learn about the anatomy of the human body, it is impossible not to believe in God, because it's such a beautifully intricate group of organs. Even though all we can see is the exterior of our skin, it is so complex that only a genius could have created this and continue to replicate it over and over and over. And God created us, and God can heal us if it be in his will. Can I tell you, Jehovah Rapha, he has the power to heal you, especially through prayer. This prayer could even be more effective, or all our prayers can even be more effective if we unite with others in prayer. I am currently part of a church where, as far as I know, there aren't any intercessory prayer groups. Can I tell you, yes, you may pray as a group on Sundays, but unless you have prayer rooms where there is prayer happening consistently, you are weakening your foundations. You are weakening your power. And I decree and declare right now by the unction of the Holy Spirit that churches that do not have intercessory or prayer rooms, that there would be a heaviness and an unction in those leaders of the churches to form prayer rooms. Because that's our powerhouse. That's where our power cells come from. It is through prayer. That's how we know our direction. It is through prayer. So God says in his words, where two or three are gathered, he is there in the midst. And he said, even though one person can change 1,000, fight 1,000, two persons, we can chase 10,000. So there's an exponential power to prayer when we unite. Currently, I'm praying by myself. But I believe that the Holy Spirit and I, we are interceding together. But my prayer would be even more effective if I have a prayer partner. Do you have a prayer partner? Tell me. Is there anyone on this line that would like to be a prayer partner? That's something we can discover. Technology has allowed us to have a myriad of different things. Tell us, guys, would you be interested in us doing Zoom prayer meetings? Or would you be interested in us using some other varied form where we pray about things that are led by the Holy Spirit? Tell us. And all these things, God is saying that we are not activating because we are not utilizing the power of prayer. Lastly, as I wrap up, whenever you're saying any prayer, ensure that the word of God, which itself in itself has supernatural powers and is also a guide, is coupled with your prayer. for even greater results. Okay? So just recapping, whenever you are saying a prayer, you invite the Holy Spirit. That is where we get our ultimate power from. Remember that intercession opens up new realms of power and authority for us in many areas, from governmental areas, from health, from relationships, intimacy with God, you name it. Enlargement of territory, prayer does this. Also know that our prayers become exponentially greater when we unite with other believers. And remember to couple your prayers with his scripture, with scriptural references for power. I call it putting a mandate on God. So if you're praying for a song, mine, I say, God, just as you said in Timothy, you said, oh God, that you have given me a song mind. Because God is literally bound to his word. And when we use it effectively, we are going to see greater results. So I hope that we have all learned something here today that reminds us about using our superpower as believers, using prayer. See you for part two of Jesus Free. Jesus Free. Peace out.